This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Joe Biden, taking heat for accepting some restrictions against abortion funding, has changed his mind again. Last week, several top Democrat presidential hopefuls made much of their pledge to obligate all Americans to pay for abortion. Looking at recent polls, Biden broke with that idea of unlimited abortion. Now, heat from abortion advocates has led him back in the other direction. Another of the rich and powerful is trying to make Alabama look bad for its ban on abortion. Live Action reports that after the University of Alabama's law school revoked naming rights to its big law building, sports mogul, developer, and lawyer Hugh Culverhouse tried to make it about abortion. From what the law school says, it seems clear abortion was merely the latest issue he linked to his largesse. This is Life News Radio. Isn't life an awesome gift? Married couples have the power, the right, the calling to co-create an eternal life with God that will last forever. God has also designed us so that we can plan, can order our families effectively, naturally, and without the artificial means of chemicals or barriers. Register for classes in NFP, Natural Family Planning, near you, online at ccli.org or call 800-745-8252. A preacher pastoring a Baptist congregation just inside the D.C. Beltway is taking his opposition to abortion to the press. Reverend Nathaniel Thomas writes in the Daily Caller that a black pastor must speak out on abortion because 19 million black babies have been lost to abortion. He says a misguided notion of separation of church and state must not silence a pastor's moral voice. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.